Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Announcing the imminent exhilaration of oral stimulation due to the Crazy Kevin Show extravaganza, which includes friends, guests, and superstars invigoratingly and humorously entertaining the beautiful people of Toowoomba, Australia, and the world. Henceforth, listen with fervor to enjoy the titillation, frivolity, and downright indignation of Crazy Kevin and his Power FM radio wireless transmission of the Crazy Kevin Show. Dig it!
Crazy Kevin out about in our business section. I've got a lovely gentleman in front of me. What's your name?
My name is Mark White from Parisian Patisserie.
Well, this is where we are at the moment. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure, Kev. So, welcome, everyone. We're in the Moore Estate Shopping Village. We've been here for 2.5 years now, and we make everything here from scratch. We make everything with real eggs, real butter, real sugar, real flour, and we make it with a little piece of our heart as well. Each time something leaves or doesn't leave our business, you know, every time it's created, there's a piece of our heart that goes with it.
So what time do you get here, Mark?
You don't really want to know. We beat the birds in here some days, mate, to be honest with you, because we bake fresh, bake all day as well. We bake to people's requirements. We do a lot of special diets also. A lot of gluten-free, a lot of lactose-free, modified sugars, things like that.
Why La Parisienne?
It's a play on words, actually. You know, like my beautiful wife's name is Anne, or Annie, as she likes to be called. And much to our daughter's disgust, we decided to call it our business Parisienne. She wanted to call it Parisieva, but it just didn't quite marry that well. So La Parisienne was something that we created, mainly because I'm classically French trained, both in pastry and chocolate, marzipan, sugar, and hot kitchen as well, so commercial cookery.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm second generation chef in my family. My father was a chef. I'm a chef. My wife is also a qualified chef, and our kids are budding chefs. There's a massive hospitality and culinary ilk amongst our family. My father was in charge of the catering school down in Melbourne, still the only one in Australia, for 20-odd years. I spend a lot of time teaching as well here in Toowoomba TAFE and Queensland, South Queensland Institute of TAFE as well, in other campuses. I train in one of the local prisons, and I also train special needs kids as well every Friday. As well, so you know, I'm always imparting hospitality knowledge and skills to the greater population of Toowoomba, regardless of who they are.
How did you start out then?
Before Parisienne, I was working in local businesses here in town. I was also working for a business that used to sign up apprentices and trainees. And before that, I was working at one of the local high schools as well with school-based trainees and apprentices. I spent a lot of time in industry here. I'd spent 20 years away from Toowoomba also, you know, running five-star hotels, five-star resorts, managing kitchens with over 100 staff, working with some fantastic culinary chefs and mentors, and still talk to those people today. And then got a phone call from Mum one day from when I was working up at Hayman Island. And Mum said, look, you know, Dad's not well, come home. And so I've been home ever since. You know, Mum's 76 years young now, and she popped in this morning for a cup of coffee, and she's, you know, 76 going on 40. You know, well, I'm 46 going on 76, you know. I think we've swapped.
So what sort of pastries can we expect to see when we come to La Parisienne?
Yeah, look, great question, Kev. Look, we change our window pretty much daily. And the reason for that is because there's nothing that we can't turn our hand to. We do it predominantly French, and that's full butter, full flavour, you know, fully cooked, fully dextrinised flour, so you get that lovely, beautiful, you know, French brown colour, not that insipid kind of white, golden brown that sometimes you see in pastry kitchens and shops. We keep current and we keep inventive and we keep creating through our window. You know, there's never anything in the window that doesn't sell. Sometimes things sell faster than others. And it's just, you know, come in early, have a look at what we've got. And, you know, because it may not be there in a half an hour's time.
So everything is beautiful and fresh here.
Absolutely, without a doubt. You know, that's part of our premise. We don't make a lot of whole cakes here. We've been asked to, and we're starting to do those. We don't have a cake that we cut a slab or a piece out of, because that's not our premise. That's not one of the things that I like to do. I much prefer that our customers, if they want to share a cake, they share it with friends or family, people that they know, where with other businesses around town, when you buy a piece of cake from a whole cake, you're kind of sharing it with strangers. And that's not my premise. That's not what we do here. You know, people that want to buy a whole cake, they can certainly order one, or if we have it in the cabinet at the time, they can certainly buy it. That's not an issue. But for us, we make more quaint, more individual desserts, basically because of that premise. You know, if they do want to share it, they share it with friends and family rather than strangers.
You've whetted everybody's appetite now, so come on, tell everybody whereabouts, Mark, are you situated?
Thanks, Kev. Yeah, so we're in the Moreton Estate Shopping Village. So we're on the corner of West and Campbell Street. We're on the West Street side of Campbell Street. So look out for some signs for Dimatina Coffee. That's who we use here. We're the only coffee shop in the centre.
What are your opening times?
So 8 till 4, Tuesday to Sunday.
So if anybody would like any more information, Mark, how can they contact you?
Contact us through our Facebook page or Instagram page. You know, you'll talk to my beautiful wife, Annie, mostly, you know, because if I'm not making coffees, I'm training students, and it's hard to, you know, manage a phone at the same time. And so, yeah, look, Annie is very accommodating and more than happy to receive any phone calls or any inquiries for anything, really, you know, from a morning tea all the way up to a wedding cake, all the way up to, you know, a three-day event. We do the whole lot. We do everything. We're a one-stop shop.
Mark, I've got to say, thank you so much. And don't forget, everybody, pop down to Le Parisien. It's a beautiful atmosphere, ambiance, and it's got a great boss.
Well, thank you, mate. I look forward to seeing everyone. So I won't say au revoir, I'll just say bonjour.
Oh yes, it's this week's Golden Album of the Week, and something a little bit different. What I'm going to do for you is a tribute to Aretha Franklin, who sadly recently died. Now, Aretha Franklin, she was an American singer, songwriter, and pianist. She began her career as a child singing gospel in Detroit, Michigan, where her father was a minister. In 1960, at the age of 18, she embarked on a secular career recording for Columbia Records, but achieving only modest success. After signing to Atlantic Records in 1966, Franklin achieved commercial success, where she recorded 112 charted singles on Billboard, including 77 Hot 100 entries, 17 top 10 pop singles, 100 R&B entries, and 20 number 1 R&B singles, becoming the most charted female artist in the charts history. Aretha Franklin received numerous honors throughout her career, including a 1987 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, becoming the first female performer to be inducted. We're going to start off with a song, I Say a Little Prayer, which was originally sung by Dionne Warwick, and it was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Aretha Franklin brought out the song in late 1968. Taken from a 1968 album, Aretha Now. Franklin and background vocalist The Sweet Inspirations were singing the song for fun while rehearsing the songs intended for the album when the viability of their recording, I Say a Little Prayer, became apparent. It was released and it received worldwide acclamation. So here it is, a tribute to Aretha Franklin on Power FM, starting us off with I Say a Little Prayer.
My hair now, and wondering what dress to wear.
Crazy Kevin out about on Power FM, and it's our musician speak, and we got two great guys here. What's your names?
I'm Ben.
And I'm Clayton.
And what's the name of your band?
We're the Velocot Trio.
Now, why Velocot Trio? Why is that?
It's our last name, so we're all related. There's actually a third one, so we're all brothers.
What sort of music do you play then?
I don't know what you call it. I'd say it's just rock. Yeah, rock music.
We've changed a lot, I think. I think we've changed our style quite a bit. We started off with something certainly a lot more alternative and almost folky.
Yeah, folky.
But we certainly have changed into something a little more modern, a little more contemporary, but not...
I'd say pub rock.
Yeah,
pub rock.
Have you got any musical influences?
Oh, heaps. I love guys do classic stuff like Cold Chisel, AC/DC, stuff like that. But I love, like, the 1975. Bear's Den is another one that I love.
Who are you into?
I do a lot of Busby Maru, same as Bear's Den, but at the same time I'll go pretty heavy as well. It doesn't really bother me. I think that's a good thing. Between the three of us, we have a very broad range of music that we all listen to, whereas the third one, who's not here at the moment, he takes a much more contemporary style of music. And yeah, I think that's a great thing about how we operate. We have so many different influences that it all comes together, and it does come together quite well, we think.
So there's no sibling rivalry?
There definitely was, yeah. So
there's always sibling rivalry. But that's a good part about it too. It's fun. Yeah. It's just knowing when to draw the line. And after
I think,
22 years with each other, I think we know where the line is. And there's never a drama, I don't think.
Nah.
It's all banter and it's all fun and games.
I'm the oldest, and then once the two younger ones got taller than me, I sort of pulled back a little bit, so I didn't...
It's always the best option, isn't it?
They're both now about a head above me, so I don't throw too many punches anymore.
Well, now, you're the drummer now. Are you the driving force behind the band then?
Absolutely. Every good band needs a good drummer behind them, and you betcha I'm the driving force behind it, absolutely.
So when you was growing up then, did you all pick a different instrument up all then, or did you...
Yeah, it just happens naturally. I went into guitar. I actually started on drums, then picked up guitar when I was about 14, and then Clayton moved to drums.
I actually picked up the drums. We had a drum kit because Ben was learning, and then, I picked up the drum kit, and I just kind of went, oh, this is pretty cool. And then, after a while, I kind of overtook him a little bit because he kind of stopped it for a while, and I kind of overtook him, so we went from there.
And then the third brother just picked up bass through school, so it just... There was no one forced into anything or, hey, you've got to play this instrument to fit. It just happened that way. I always said I wanted a fourth brother so we could have a keyboard player or a second guitarist, but it didn't happen.
So whereabouts are you based?
I live on the Gold Coast. I was born in Warwick. I lived there 18 years before I moved away. The other two still live in Warwick.
Yeah. So what's the music scene like in Warwick then?
What music scene? Look, there's not a lot going on in Warwick, and that's kind of the disappointing thing about it. And, you know, we put something on and...
I think it's a contemporary thing. There's not a lot of contemporary music in Warwick, and there's different parts of the year, like when you've got the rodeo on, there's all country music through the streets, and that's great.
And
Jumps and Jazz in July, the town runs out, and there's jazz and blues musicians that come in for a couple of weeks, and that's fantastic. But as a contemporary music scene, there's not really a lot going on.
So come on, what does the future hold for you guys?
I just want to keep doing what we're doing. This year we just wanted to release a lot of music, so we released a single already this year. We've got an album that'll hopefully come out before the end of the year, or at the latest, start of next year. So that was our goal for 2018, which was to write as much music as we could and get it out to the world. And sort of...
Talking about music, come on, what are you going to play for us now then?
This track is a latest single. It's called Don't Flatter Yourself.
What does the single mean?
The single is actually about a girl I went to school with. So I wrote that about her. I was very, very keen on her and she turned me down. So
did she get a name check?
Her name is in the song, yeah. So
you'll have to listen to the song to get the name. I mean, we can't give away any spoilers.
Hey, looking forward to it. And thanks a lot for the chat today, guys. And good luck for the future.
Thank you so much, mate. Have a good one.
Well, I know you put up walls just to keep me out. 'Cause you believe a girl like you is just too good for me. Watching.
Time for our second track from our Golden Album of the Week, a special Golden Album, a tribute to Aretha Franklin. What I'm going to play for you now is Think. It was released in 1968 from her Aretha Now album. The song reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming Franklin's 7th top 10 hit in the United States. And later, the song also reached number 1 on the magazine's Hot Rhythm and Blues singles, becoming her 6th single to top the chart. The song was actually written by Aretha and her then-husband, Ted White. Aretha re-recorded the song for the soundtrack of the 1980 film, what a great film, The Blues Brothers. And it was placed number 15 on the list of the 200 greatest songs of the 60s. But what I'm going to do for you now, I'm going to play the remix version from The Blues Brothers soundtrack. So here we go, Aretha Franklin. Let's think.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think.
It's Crazy Kevin out about for Power FM, and I've got two lovely people here with me. What's your name?
I'm Taryn.
Hey, my name is Santiago.
Santiago, you've got a bit of an accent there. Where'd you come from originally?
I'm from Colombia. I'm from Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota, well, we have just seen a beautiful dance group on stage. Tell me all about them.
Yeah, no, they are amazing. Basically, I met a Colombian dance group since like 1 year ago, I think. And they have been amazing. They represent pretty good, like the Colombian culture through the dancing. And it's beautiful. These guys are amazing. Everything that they do, they actually are participating in many events around Queensland and Brisbane. And I really like them, the work that they are doing, promoting the Colombian dancing culture as well.
We're here in Queen's Park, Toowoomba Languages and Cultures Festival, and it's been a bit windy today, hasn't it? You've got earmuffs on.
It has been windy, Kevin, and it played havoc with the dancers' skirts. I don't know if you noticed,
But never mind.
No, I'm a gentleman. I didn't notice.
That's the spirit. No, but we've had a great time, as always, at the Toowoomba Languages and Cultures Festival.
So how many times have you come now?
I think this is the second or third time. I'll have to look back through the photos and see. But, yeah, we always enjoy coming up here and sharing the culture with the Toowoomba community.
So how many people are actually from Colombia in the dance troupe?
The majority are, but there's myself, who married a Colombian and has somehow ended up leading the dance group. And then there's Emma, also Australian. Yeah, a couple more Aussies and a couple more from other Latin American countries joining us. So, yeah, everyone wants to share in Colombian dance culture because it's so wonderful.
I love the way you say it's so hot. Is it the word caliente?
Yeah, caliente, exactly. We used to be very caliente. Like, the culture by itself is caliente. Like, we promote, like, this passion and warm up everywhere where we are. So this is what we do, basically.
So whereabouts do you train and perform, then?
We're based in Brisbane. We're just a not-for-profit community dance group. So, yeah, we've got someone who lends us their space, and we rehearse there weekly and put on new dances every year. And then we've got people who support us, like Santiago here, who puts on events around Brisbane. So, yeah, we help each other out in that way.
If anybody wants to contact you or see photographs, videos of you, how did they do that?
Yeah, sure. So basically, we have a non-for-profit organization called Latin House Inc. Basically, what we do is promote and support Latin community in Brisbane, in Queensland, by creating events for the community. But it's not just a Latin community. It's also, we are trying to create this immersion in between Latino and Australian community. If everyone wants to see what we have done this year, they can look or follow us in Facebook through Latin House Inc. And also we have an event called Latin Bazaar that is every 2 months in King George Square in Brisbane. So the idea is, like, we are growing as a community as well, so we would like to keep promoting the Latin culture through events and connecting different organizations from the Latino community.
So it's been amazing talking to you both today. Thank you so much for chatting to me today. And hopefully next year it won't be as windy.
I was going to say, I hope it's not as windy next year. We're being blown away here, but thanks for having us, Kevin.
And how do I say goodbye?
Hey, adios, amigos. Ciao. Buen día.
Adios.
Takes to form a life. The way I'm feeling, I just.
It's that time once again. It's time for our third track from a Golden Album of the Week. And don't forget, if you've got a Golden Album, an artist, a singer, whoever you like, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And don't forget, it's Craze with a K, and we'll try and get it on the show. Now, we're going to finish with a signature tune from Aretha Franklin now. It was written and originally released by American recording artist Otis Redding in 1965. The song became a 1967 hit for Aretha Franklin. Aretha's cover was a landmark for the feminist movement and is often considered as one of the best songs of the R&B era, earning her 2 Grammy Awards in the 1968 for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording and Best Rhythm and Blues Solo Performance by a Female, and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1987. In 2002, it was placed number 5 on Rolling Stones magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. An amazing tribute to an amazing lady. Here we go with Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week, which is Aretha Franklin, and let's have some respect.
Amigos, están escuchando a Crazy Kevin, Kevin el Loco por Power FM.
Yes, it's that time again. It's World Gym time. And who've I got with me today?
Annalise from World Gym.
And how are you again today, Annalise?
Fabulous as always.
Today we've got a great question now. As some people have been asking, what are BCAAs?
Look, BCAAs, Kevin, are literally a drink you take during training. We also call them an intra. However, you can take them throughout the day. So they're not something that you can just train on. However, they do add a lot of benefits to you while training. So basically, they have electrolytes in them. There's a lot of different companies out there. So some definitely have more benefits as far as endurance and muscle recovery goes, as opposed to just getting those electrolytes into the system. So basically, while you're working out, your glycogen levels lower. So basically a BCA will go in there and replace your glycogen levels, and you won't be so fatigued. Definitely helps with endurance if you get a BCA or an EAA. They also import a lot of essential aminos into the system as well while training that you're losing from training. So all round an absolute necessity, this one.
Even if you aren't training that much, can you still take the BCAAs?
Yeah, absolutely. Even kids can take them. There are a couple of brands out there, like kids' sporting teams, whether you're playing basketball, soccer, gymnastics, anything like that. Your more mature aged people as well, just to get that water intake, definitely helps because they taste amazing. So having that water intake, I hate water, it's so boring. So having something that tastes amazing, you actually want to drink water. No sugar in it whatsoever. So they're better than a Gatorade or a Powerade as such. You can also freeze them and have them for hangovers and stuff if you like as well.
Well, that's a good tip for hangovers. That's great for anybody listening out. That's a great tip.
Yeah, so back on to the fitness side. Yeah, definitely helps with endurance, muscle recovery, all that sort of stuff. Like I said, there's a lot of different ones on the market, so it's a matter of what your goal is to which way you'd go. You know, if you train a couple of times a week, 2 to 3 times a week, just to stay fit and healthy, you're probably only looking at something just to get those electrolytes into the system. If you are a hardcore trainer and you have goals and you have a program you're running and you track your food and everything is to the T, then you absolutely need something that's going to recover your muscles and help you with endurance in there when you're so fatigued.
Another great fitness tip from World Gym. Annalise, thank you so much again.
Thanks, Kevin.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Oh no, I've got to keep an eye on that clock. Is that the time already? Well, Crazy Kevin Show, that's me. The show has come to an end. But don't forget, as always, send me any jokes. If you'd like to have an interview, if you've got a business or a musician, or you've even got a golden album of the week, drop me an email, as always, to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you again. And once again, bye-bye for now. Keep you safe and always have a smile on your face.